This is episode 2430 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day six of our series this week. The theme you're exploring is meditation remedies for top stressors, and these stressors come from you. I'm sharing with you a journey from a fellow meditator who reached out to me. Many of you have reached out to me. And so I selected some of the top stressors that come up again and again. And these are your fellow meditators from around the world. If you're just joining us here, you can go back through the previous episodes and find a stressor you might be dealing with. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you discover ways to manage health stressors. And this is on most people's mind as we continue to experience a global pandemic. Health stress can be some of the most debilitating stress of all, because many times you feel you have no control, but you have greater control than you realize, because meditation is considered to be one of the best ways to manage stress. Stress is a major contributor to inflammation in your body. So when you have a mind-body ritual such as meditation, you may notice your stress levels decrease dramatically. And I also want to ask you how your challenge is coming along this week. Your challenge can help you as you consider stress and your health, because your challenge is to listen to your body. Listen to what your body is revealing to you. We harbor emotions and memories within our body. There is a great book called The Body Keeps the Score: Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma, and it's by Bessel van der Kolk. This book will guide you through a process to understand this mind-body connection. So as you get ready to meditate today, you're going to be guided as you layer together the different meditation techniques you've been exploring all week long into a beautiful flow. Consider this your stress-free flow. Each technique customized to help you manage stress. I want to introduce our sponsor for today's episode, because they offer a product that I personally contribute to helping me to maintain my health and also to help me manage my stress. And that is by taking part in the ancient tradition of COSO. COSO is a type of prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic all in one. And what it is it's a combination of over 100 fruits, vegetables, and plants. This is a type of drink, COSO, that you can do as part of a cleanse. I like to do a seasonal cleanse, and I try to do a monthly cleanse as well. You can also take COSO daily, again, as a pre, pro, or postbiotic. So the company that I enjoy is called Ars COSO, the letter R, apostrophe S, and then COSO, K-O-S-O. So as you explore healing in today's episode, I thought I'd provide this as a resource for you. It's for you if you're ready for a mind-body reset, which is very important, especially these days when there is a lot of stress. We need a little extra support these days, and your gut health is vital. COSO can also help to improve your skin. It can help you to sleep better. It can help you to feel better mentally, to have more mental clarity. And it's an overall health tonic. Your gut is often referred to as your second brain. So the second brain in your gut is in communication with the brain in your head. And this can play a key role in certain diseases in our bodies and in our overall mental health. This is research from Johns Hopkins University. So if you find you are ready for a mind-body reset, I invite you to join me in taking part in the authentic Japanese art of this fermented koso drink. To receive 10% off your own bottle of koso, you can go to rskoso.com/meditatedaily. That's the letter R, the letter S, koso, K-O-S-O, .com/meditatedaily for your own bottle of fermented koso. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and do a stress-free health flow. As you sit up straight, close your eyes and gently elevate them upward at the point between your eyebrows. Begin to relax your mind and your body. Notice where you hold tension today. And listen to what your body is revealing to you. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Bring to mind you in vibrant health. Feel your energy in your body begin to open up to a state of vibrant health. If there's an area in your body where you want to have a little support for healing, visualize light pouring out of this area of your body, vibrant, energetic light. As you focus on your body and your health, view yourself as strong and vital. All thoughts of weakness, pain, or illness are dissolving in this healing light. You may visualize someone who has the kind of health or energy that you want. Visualize this person seated next to you. Visualize people who support you seated next to you, infusing you with vibrant energy and light. All fear begins to subside. Mentally affirm, I am safe. As you inhale, visualize vital energy and light surrounding your mind and body. As you exhale, release tension and toxins. Inhale, vibrant light. Exhale, tension and toxins. Draw your exhale out a little longer than your inhale. You may place your hands in this week's Anahata Chakra Mudra. Placing your hands at your heart or in your lap. This is a mudra for unconditional love for yourself exactly as you are. Bend your knuckles, touching them together. Extend your thumbs downward, touching them together, forming a heart with your hands. Gently extend your middle fingers upward, pressing them together. This 5,000-year-old ancient practice of mudras, stimulating your mind-body connection. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, feeling grounded, feeling as though you're rooted in safety and peace. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable, generating light and energy throughout your mind and body. You are so worth slowing down for.